4:49. And behold, I send a promise. Now, who is talking there? Good. And behold, I send a promise of my Father upon you. So there was a promise from the Father, amen, to the disciple. But this is what you got to do. You got to tarry in the city of Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. The most holy place. Hallelujah. You got to tarry there in the city of Jerusalem. Amen. Until you be endued with power from where? From where? Not from man. Hallelujah. Amen. As we said, and behold, I send a promise. I send a promise. Hallelujah. My, I feel the Holy Ghost already. Amen. Amen. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and what? Blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they what? Worship him. And return where? Where he told them to go and wait. They returned there. Amen. They didn't stay in the living room. With great what?
Joy.
Hallelujah. And they were continually in the temple doing what?
Praising.
Amen. Praising and blessing God. We don't have that today anymore. Amen. We only hearing about the situation that's going on around us and everything. When we ought to give God praise all the time. Give God praise and you're going to get the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. You want a job, you start giving God praise for the job before you get it.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't wait until they come and praise him. You praise him before.
Amen.
Amen. And hear it now. Acts 2. Here is the same promise now. Amen. Acts 2:37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent. First thing, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for what? So the first stage is being baptized. Repent. Amen. Don't baptize before you repent. Repent before you're baptized.
Amen.
And ye shall receive what? The gift of the Holy Ghost. For here we said, what? Come to the promise again. For the promise is unto you. The promise that I told you before. Amen. Now Peter's repeating what Jesus said. For this promise is unto you. And to who? And to who else? Amen. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Even if there's any in 727 Progress Avenue. Amen. Hallelujah. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Mm-hmm. Then they that gladly receive his word, what were they?
Baptized.
And what?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you. Can be seated. We are talking about the promise. Amen. As me and the sister were talking about that rushing mighty wind.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And brother and sister, that wind has not changed. I said the wind has not changed. Because God does not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Man changed, but not God. Man tried to change God, but you can't change God. You cannot change God's word. So the word is forever settled in heaven. For you to change that, you got to go to heaven. And you got to go there, you got to go through the blood. Amen. So Satan can't go there anymore. He had his opportunity, but he was kicked out. But you have an opportunity to go there, brother and sister. He has made a way for you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. So, brothers and sisters, what I did, amen, if you want, you can do it when you go home. Put in rushing mighty wind. And see, brother and sister, how much the prophet talk about it. Rushing mighty wind. And I believe that that Russian mighty wind has not changed. Then where is that Russian mighty wind? Instead of men emphasizing on what the prophet came to emphasize on, they emphasize more on things that is not relevant to you right now. Amen. They talk about in heaven. Let's wait until we get there. But let's know how to get there. Let's prepare ourselves to get there. Hallelujah. Amen. All they telling you what God was going to be. What God was, I want to know about today, God. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Not a yesterday God, he's a today God. And while Peter yet spoke his word, the Holy Ghost fell on the people. I believe it can happen today. Amen. I believe it can happen today, brother and sister. Whilst I speak the word, God can give you the Holy Ghost. God can heal your body. Amen. There are many questions in your mind, God can answer you today. Amen. So what I did, some of you don't like to read quotes, but I love the quotes. Hallelujah. I dress with the quotes. Hallelujah. When I get cold, I use the quotes. Hallelujah. Amen. I get warm, I use the quotes because I love the quotes. When Moses wrote what God told him to write, Joshua came after him, and Joshua read exactly what Moses said. Joshua did not change anything. But we got people today, hallelujah, changing what the prophet said. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, we cannot change the word. So I started from 1950 with Russian mighty wind. I want to show you, I'm going to come all the way down to 65 and saw the prophet never change. Never change with that. Hallelujah. But men, I'm trying to change it, but there's still a Russian mighty wind. Let me tell you something. I sat before that great man that wrote the seven church ages. I know this is on the internet. Hallelujah. And I sat on his table and I said, what about what the prophet talked about Pentecost? Amen. Hallelujah. What about that? Amen. He said, there has to be a power to change the bride. He said, there has to be a power. Amen. Because Brother Brown said, you don't even have faith for toothache muscles, the rapture. He said, there has to be a power. I wonder why they're not preaching it, brother and sister. Why they're not preaching it? Hallelujah. Because that is your deliverance. That is for you to set free. Somebody say amen. Oh, hallelujah. Men don't want to preach that. Amen. Brother Man said, every birth is a mess. When it's in a hospital, a pigsty is a mess. They don't want it. They want the quiet gospel. Amen. They want the easy gospel. But as the brother said, you got to go through prayer. You got to go through fasting. You got to put your soul through all kind of things, brother and sister, to attain what God has for you. Now listen, Jesus Christ tell them, go and tarry. They're going to say, well, all right, boys, amen. He said, go and tarry. We can go anywhere and tarry. He said, no, go in Jerusalem. Yeah. Go in Jerusalem and wait. Yeah. Tarry, wait. Somebody say amen. Yeah. Go in Jerusalem and wait. Yeah. Hallelujah. Some people, they're waiting in the living room. He never said that. He said, be in church. Yeah. And that haven't changed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we have the church of the living room. And they say they're making the rapture. God does not go against his word. Amen. I don't care who it is, brother and sister. Amen. So hear what he said. 120 people had gathered together. This is believers doubt this. 1950. If you want the quotes, I'll give you afterward. Amen. 120 people had gathered together in the upper room. See where they were? In the upper room. You got to get above all the filth and the sin and everything. You got to be in that upper room. You can't be mixing with the devil and the people of the devil and want God to bless you. You got to separate yourself. Amen. From unbeliefs. Amen. Some people want God and they won't hold on to the devil. It's either one or the other because there's going to be a tug of war going on. It's either you hold on to God, you hold on to the devil. But I want to hold on to Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. He died for me. He paid a price for me. Amen. So he says here, amen. Waiting for the... waiting for their sustaining strength. See what it is? You see where you get your strength? See where you get your strength? Oh, brothers and sisters, it's not reading the prophet message. It's not reading the Bible. Your strength comes from the power of God that comes in your life. That's where your strength is. You can know all what the prophet said, but the strength of the Holy Ghost comes in to put whatever the prophet said into action in your life. Glory be to God. If you don't have that motivating power inside of you, you'll know you're going in the rapture. You know you're a bride. You know it is. But this power makes you a bride. For amen. But as many as receive him, to them he will give power to become sons. Hallelujah. They're bride brides. They're bride brides. Amen. They're bride, 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 bride. We said, but there's one coming out. Hallelujah. Glory. This church. But there's one church. They're redeemed by the blood. Amen. Glory. Blessed be his brother and sister. I want somebody to say Pentecost.
Pentecost.
I must receive Pentecost.
I must receive.
Well, that's between you, the devil, and God now. Hallelujah. Already spoken it. If it didn't speak it, I don't care. Hallelujah. Because you got to be obedient.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So he says here, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Cloven tongues appeared on all of them. Out in the streets they went. Amen. This is when the Holy Ghost, you see, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, Pentecost, you are no more yourself. You are no more yourself. You get out of self. Like the brother said, you don't be selfish. A lot of us, we're selling too much of fishes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Selfish. Amen. Because God takes you now and do whatever he wants you to do.
Amen.
If he want to put you down, he puts you down. Whatever. But when you're holding on, oh, not me. I am too religious. I'm too this. God leave you aside because you grieve the Holy Spirit. God is the one who put you on this earth here. God is the one who put you on this earth. And he wants to do with you what he wants to do, not what you want to do. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Amen. You got different kind of manifestations. Some people, when they're happy, when they smoke a joint, they go, and they're going on. Hallelujah. And that's how they get the joy. Amen. But your joy is supposed to be in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. That's where your joy is supposed to be in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Let me move on quickly. Hallelujah. Amen. And they come. Amen. Hallelujah. They come from heaven. So, like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Cloven tongues appeared on them, and they went out in the street. And let me tell you something right now. I'm reading. Virgin Mary was right among them.
Amen.
That's right. If God wouldn't respect the Holy Virgin Mary, now when we heard the prophet, hear the prophet said holy, we know who he's talking to. Because we know that Mary was not holy.
Amen.
Amen. She was a sinner like every one of us.
Amen.
So when he said, you see, somebody can say, Brother Branham said she was holy. But he was talking to the Roman. Hallelujah. He was talking to them. Hallelujah. Amen. And it wouldn't respect the Holy Virgin Mary to get to heaven any other way. Besides receiving the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Receiving Pentecost. Brother Ben said, Pentecost is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So how you want to make go to heaven without that?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. How you want to go to heaven without that? Brother and sister, that is what's going to take us there. So just like how you get your body, try to exercise, eating this, eating that, don't eat that, don't eat that. The same thing with the spirit. You don't eat this and don't eat that. Don't eat this and don't eat that. Don't eat no gossip. Hallelujah. Don't eat no this, don't eat that. Because that disturbs you inside. Somebody say amen. Because glory. Glory. For the dead thou eateth, you shall die. Amen. You eat of God's word, not gossips.
Amen.
Gossips take you nowhere but separate you from people.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
You look at me. Amen. There's so many bad things about me. Hallelujah. But look at some good things. Amen. Oh, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Like God delivered me on Wednesday night. What a power we had here.
Amen.
God delivered me. And I thank God I'm free now. What I'm free from. people that leave the church, there was a little something inside of me, but God has set me free from that now, and I can go and hug them up. Amen. Some of them I want to send email, but I don't want to do it because they might go and tell the pastor, and I see trying to get it back. No. Hallelujah. God has delivered me. I don't care what anybody say about me. And then we heard on Wednesday night, amen, we heard on Wednesday night that Jesus said, blessed are you, men shall revile you, persecute you, say all manner of evil against you, what?
Falsely
for my name's sake. What he said to do? No, call Sister Susie. And said, you know what? Hallelujah. They're talking bad about me. She says, hallelujah. He do the same thing to me too. Hallelujah, glory be to God. But no, he said, rejoice!
Yes, sir.
Rejoice like what the woman did when she found the lost call. Rejoice!
Amen.
Be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
We need the rushing mighty wind back in the church again. We need the power of God back in the church again. And let me tell you, if it's just two or three, God's going to do it. You know why? Because his word says so. Go in Jerusalem and tarry, wait for the promise. Hallelujah. And this promise is unto you. Amen. It came all the way from Joel. My God, Joel is here. From Joel all the way down. Hallelujah. Amen. Where a man preaching message and stammering lips and another tongue. And he's showing, a brother was showing in a book. Amen. The brother Brandon was talking about that they got to be stammering lips and tongues and so forth in the church today. Amen. But what the devil tried to do, get the people cold. And when you're cold, brother and sister, oh my God, all kind of things happen. You ever try eating cold food? Amen. See what happened. Amen. You got to warm it up.
Amen.
Amen. You're getting different. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But brother and sister, when the fire of God comes inside of you, it never leaves you. You hear what I said? That never leaves you. Because the Bible says you are sealed. When? Until the day of your redemption. Glory. My God, the day of redemption of this body, you are sealed. And no devil can unseal that because he don't know the combination. I say he don't know the combination. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. My God, my Father. Amen. The devil does not know the combination.
Amen.
So he can't unseal you.
Amen.
You say, well, Brother Nelson, I made a mistake. Hallelujah. That don't take away your seal.
Yes.
I say, don't take your seal away.
Yes.
Amen. But it make you go and make things right.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what you need. The same thing I said you need. You need that. You will not make the rapture without that.
Amen.
I don't care how long you're in the message. I don't care if you're in the top tens in this message. That has nothing to do with it. Amen. Judas was in the top couple. Amen. Hallelujah. And yet he couldn't make it because he was of the devil. And he had high position with Jesus. Somebody say amen. Oh my, let me move on quickly now. Amen. He said, oh brother, you said the right. He said, you have to pay the price. Now, here you know what I got here. You have to pay the same price. Hallelujah. Get some experience. Have the same thing that they had back there at the beginning. What beginning is talking about? And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the beginning of that. They were looking forward for it, but amen. In the book of Acts is when it started. And I want to tell you something. Let me give you a secret. It ain't finished yet. It ain't finished. You know when it finished? When we leave here. Glory be to God. I say, ministers, wherever you are, preach the prophet message. Hallelujah. Preach the power of God to the people. Preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. To shake the people. Somebody say amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. That's what we need. Okay. 1951 now. Hear what he said. But when the day of Pentecost had fully come, I'm moving from year after year. But when the day of Pentecost would fully come, they were all in one place in one accord. I'm not saying I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist, I'm Lutheran. We have that in the message. Amen. I don't want to call names, but I'm of this group, and I'm of that group. Brother, when you get into your upper room, you don't belong to no group but one group. Hallelujah. One group you are, you belong to when you get, because you have to be in one accord. This one coming, well, we're going to sit with our people. You ever go to convention and see? Hallelujah. Every church sitting with their people. Amen. Well, you're not in heaven yet. Because in heaven, they ain't got no segregation. Hallelujah. They ain't got no segregation in heaven. Oh, blessed be. Well, this is my friend. This is my wife. This is my husband. This is my dad. In heaven, brother and sister, it's glory time. Sometimes you can't even find your wife, hallelujah, because she's gone fellowship, amen. Because you ain't got no jealousy in your heart, amen. Oh, has no jealousy in your heart? Oh, that's why you need the heaven and earth now. And that heaven and earth is the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need that on earth to prepare for there. Because you get a shock attack. Amen. Let me go on here quickly. Amen. He said, amen. Have the same thing that they had back there at the beginning. Hey, oh, sorry, I read that one before. Let me go to the next one that I was reading. I'm Baptist, I'm Lutheran. Amen. They were all in one place, and one accord. And suddenly there came from heaven a song. Not up the road, not from the seminary, but from heaven. Yes. Amen. A song like a rushing mighty wind. The same thing he says in 1951. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. The Holy Ghost fell upon them. There they went out into the streets, staggering, stammering, going on like a bunch of drunk men, staggering. That's when the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. Amen. That's why the people in the world, they want to get like that, so they use a substitute. Amen. Because they like to feel good. They like to stagger. But we got the eternal staggering glory. Blessed be his holy name. And that's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost makes you say amen. But you of yourself wouldn't want to do it. But when the Holy Ghost come in, you don't care who is not saying amen. You shout amen. Because you're still in your carnal nature. You're still your carnal nature. I am Cancer. I am Leo. I am Scorpion. I am Snake. I am this. I am Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. People always tell me what they are, what they are, what they are. What you are? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pretty smart, amen. He's listening to me, amen. Hallelujah, glory. He think for it before he answer. Amen. He is Abraham. That is great. You make me feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. You shocked me. Amen. I didn't expect that. Amen. Hallelujah. It said it filled all the house where they were sitting. The Holy Ghost fell on them. Then they went out into the street, staggering, stammering, going like a bunch. Wait a minute, friend. The blessed. Now he said blessed now. First was holy. The blessed Virgin Mary had to go in there and get the same thing. And if God would not suffer the Virgin Mary to go into heaven without receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, don't think you can wrap yourself around some church and get in with anything less.
Thank you, Lord.
The prophet of God for this age is talking. You're going to get the Holy Ghost or you'll be... Oh, this is something else here. Listen to this. You're going to get the Holy Ghost or be out. I didn't say that. Be out of what? Out of the rapture. It's one way or the other. Amen. It's one way or the other. You get it or you're out. Brother, I want to be in. I want my head in. I want my feet in. I want, Brother Ben says, I am Pentecost from my head down to my feet. Hallelujah. I want everything in. Brother and sister, you have to have that experience. It's prophesied in the Bible. Amen. The Holy Ghost was bunk for 2,000 years. Malachi 4 came and released the Holy Ghost back to the church. Amen. But the devil is trying, but oh, the Holy Ghost is God.
And he was kicked out to heaven before. And if God got more people now on the earth here, and if we combine together, we get the devil in some corner. Somebody say amen. But we got to be together. We got to agree together. We got to walk together. We can't be fighting one another, pushing one another in the back. No, God don't work like that. We have to forget all of that. Amen, Brother John. We got to forget all of that. Forget who you are, where you come from. This, that, hallelujah. I need the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. God give me an experience, but I'm not satisfied with what I have. I want what they had in the upper room. That is what I'm gaining for. That's what I want that. Hallelujah. They had in the upper room. You say, will you get it? I will get it. That's how you know that God promised it to me. Hallelujah. God promised it to me. Oh, blessed be his. Don't be satisfied with a little blessing. I want the full thing, brother, sister. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. But it takes some sacrifice. You can't be selfish. You got to take some sacrifice. You got to take some praying. Spending 1 hour or so before the Lord. Amen. Anything you want, you got to go after it. Brother Brown said, even to go to hell, you got to fight your way to hell. And you want to get the Holy Ghost by just sitting down and sleeping, wake up, yawn, and then get up, amen. Hallelujah. No, brother and sister. When you can't sleep 2, 3 o'clock, go on your knees. Then it's when I just pray because you got strength then. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't go and lay down and say, no, God, I can't sleep. I can't sleep. Amen. Get up and pray. And when you pray, you go back and lay down. You fall asleep like a baby. Because you're doing what God wants you to do. Amen. Amen. My, you know, I was telling somebody about the young people in this message. They don't have an experience with God. They grew up in the churches. Amen. They know how to act. They know how to dress and everything. But they never had a conversion. That's why they got problems in the churches. Because they take these young people and put them in offices. Their heart is not changed. Brother Ben said, any man without the Holy Ghost is worse than an animal. That's right. Amen. So it don't matter how good they look. Look at them when they're young. Oh, my, they want to pray. They want to do everything. When they start to grow up, you see they take it their own way. Their own way. Hallelujah. They act their own way. They want to give you rudeness and everything. That's why they need a conversion. They need a transformation. Glory be to God. Amen. Don't take them by looks because they come and say, oh, daddy, I won't get baptized. You go and baptize them. Brother, sister, they're young. But wait until they get old. When they say they won't get baptized, you know they mean business. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, hallelujah. Amen, amen. My. He says here, that's all. That's the gospel teaching, brother. He said it might burn you up and scorch you and blister you and everything else, but it'll do you good. I prefer that. Amen. Brother, I tell you, when you're doing therapy, it's not something nice. Amen. All kind of pain, everything. Hallelujah. But in the end, it do you good. Amen. Your blood start to run better. Hallelujah. All kind of funny position. When the therapist puts you in that position, you think they want to sleep in that all the time. No. You want comfort when you're sleeping, but that's the only way. When you get your hand broken and it start to come back, you got to go through therapy to move that hand because you're so lazy. You don't want to move the hand. Eventually, your hand stay like that. And that's what many of us like the church. Amen. We just one way all the time. We plant some tomato, eggplants, amen. I was watching them yesterday. They're the same way, and they're dying, but they ain't growing. I look at that, and I look at some questions, hallelujah. Amen, they're still in the church, same year, everything the same way. They ain't growing nowhere, and they're dying. Amen. I look at all these things. You know where I get it from? The prophet of God. He looked at nature. Amen. I told you about the apple tree. Amen. When it first started, nice green apples. Amen. Glory be to God. As I said, when do you call it an apple tree? When it turned red? No. Hallelujah. When it started, that's an apple. Lutheran is Pentecost. Methodist is Pentecost. The prophet said that. As soon as the tree is Pentecost, then we come to the full Pentecost. So now the apples there, they're red now because they had to ripen under the sun. Amen. Now they put on color. The only thing we can't eat it because the insect bite it all over. Amen. You just got to look at the apple tree. Nice fruit, but you can't eat it. Oh, hallelujah. You can't eat the fruit. Even the squirrels passing them. And many are like that, brothers. They're in the church. They're bringing forth fruit, but it's no good. Amen. No good fruit. That's why Jesus said you must bring forth more fruit abundantly. You got to be trimmed. You don't want to trim. You don't want to clean. You don't want to spraying. You want it easy. The best place to not get your spraying is to stay home. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Sunday morning, spraying time, I stay home. Oh, glory, I don't want to hear what bad it. You know, I always want to hear good. I always want somebody calls, oh, Brother Abraham, you're so wonderful and nice. Hey, man, you want to hear, brother, you're supposed to call me, you didn't call me. Amen. We straightened out already, amen, hallelujah. So I just repeated something. He won't get upset with me. Some people won't do that, amen. Hallelujah. 1953. You say, well, glory to God, I've got saved because I quit drinking. Glory to God, I had a shiver run down my back. I had a rushing mighty wind hit me in the face. Do you believe that, Brother Branham? Sure, but I want to see where that rushing mighty wind came from. Amen. Amen. I want to know where it came from. Some people get just rushing mighty wind. I got the Holy Ghost. And then you see the life is the same thing. Amen. He said, you got to find out where the Russian mighty wind came from. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The devil can blow into you. He can blow in, you know. Hallelujah. But you know when your life is clean. Because the Holy Ghost don't come in a dirty life. You got to be sanctified. You see, if God give you the Holy Ghost without sanctification, you're going against his word. You know what I'm saying? He going against, and God will not do that. When he went to Cornelius, they were ready. But they didn't know the progression of what they had. Somebody say amen. But they were ready, devout. Hallelujah, ready and waiting. So how can you get it with a clean and unclean life, living adultery and all kind of stuff? How can you get a Holy Ghost? Let me tell you, a ghost going to come in. But not the Holy Ghost. And then you continue doing your wrong and say, God, the Holy Ghost, lie! Somebody say amen. Amen. My. He said there, oh, I'm not because I had a Russian mighty wind. You don't believe in that, brother. Yes, I do. But wait a minute. Let's go back just a little bit. The devil's got some counterfeits along there. I'm saying because I met God's condition. He called me and I knew he called me. I accept his word, his own word. Therefore, I can tell Satan, thus saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You say, I can tell Satan, thus saith the Lord. Not because you get experience. Oh, praise God, I get an experience. I'm going to heaven. Oh, Judas had that too. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. It's not that, brother and sister. Because the Holy Ghost with an experience also brings a life with it. Amen. So it's not just a life, but it brings an experience and a life.
Amen.
Oh, isn't he wonderful today?
Yes.
Amen. 1953 again. Quickly now. That manna never ceased. It fell every night, all the time. They were in their journey out in Egypt in the promised land. And the Holy Ghost fell as soon. Listen, this is a nice one. The Holy Ghost fell as soon as the disciples left Egypt. Disciples, were they in Egypt? We said as soon as they left Egypt. Were they in Egypt? Hallelujah. Amen. When they left Egypt, the world, then is when they get the Holy Ghost. When this one said, Lord, let this one be, and they write that one, and write, and they're arguing and fussing who's leader and who's this and who know the message for us and who get called for us. All those things you got to put aside. The first shall be last and the last shall be first. You got an 11th hour people who come in and get the same pay that you get to be there all the time.
Amen.
So what are you arguing and fussing? I was with the prophet. I fish with the prophet. I hunt with the prophet. One man came one time in Toronto when we had the church in Birchmondale. He said, this tie the prophet gave me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What that has to do with it? I slept with the prophet. Judas slept with Jesus too. He never treated me in any way different. So what I'm trying to tell you, you got to base your experience and not because you get a little feelings. The life that comes out afterwards. If you can't even praise God, what kind of Holy Ghost you get? You got another ghost inside. You only went out something, then you're shouting and praising. Holy Ghost want you to praise Him in the church. Hallelujah. So when they left Egypt, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came from heaven. The same place the manna came from, like a rushing mighty wind. Filled all the house where they were sitting. Cloven tongues set upon them. It's 1953. They went out screaming and acting like a drunk man. Dancing, see? Staggering, screaming, slobbering, and everything. Slobbering. Oh, my God. Where we seen that today? Amen. Where we see that today, brothers and sisters? We got a bunch of show going on. It's a show thing going on. Hallelujah. Brother Ben says, when you come into church, the first thing you do, come to the altar, you go back in your seat, you pray, quiet, read the word. Don't disturb nobody. But we try to add on to the word. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, that's what the prophet said, that's what I will do. We don't only want to take one thing and then leave the other. We got to take the whole thing. Hallelujah. Anybody know about aniseed bread? They got aniseed inside. Amen. And somebody, when they get the aniseed bread, they pick out the aniseed. Hallelujah. It's bread you're moving out all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. And the time that you waste, amen, you got to eat everything. Got the aniseed good for you. Amen. I don't know. I think it's good for gas and all kind of stuff. Because when they give babysit and so forth. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's good for you. Well, you take it out. Onions is good. You take it out. Oh, blessed. But don't take out the word. You can't break the word. The word is forever settled in heaven. You can't break it. Amen. Let me move on quickly. 1960 now. We're moving nicely. We're going to come to the, we can't come to 2009. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to stop at 65. 90. Was the Pentecostal church a noisy church? Well, everybody know this quote. Back at the beginning when the Holy Ghost first fell. The Virgin Mary, like she was drunk, staggering on the power of God, and all of them like that. And the people said, they're full of new wine. That's the way the church was ordained. Amen. That's the way the church was ordained. That's the way that every church was ordained. Every time God has a church, it'll be the same kind of church. Because he ain't got no uncertain song. Well, our bishop said, I don't care what the bishop say. I don't care what Pastor so-and-so says. It's what the word says. Amen. 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 It's what the word. Oh my, he said it's what the word says. The bishop got an uncertain song. And if he sung, if his song is sung in the same thing, he's right. If the church don't act like they did, like that, he is wrong. If you say you got it and didn't act like that, there's something wrong with you. I'm reading. Amen. Hallelujah. And anybody on the internet want to come and talk with me, I'll talk with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Not to argue. Brother Man said, God don't argue, neither his children argue. Amen. I don't argue with nobody. If you see it that way, that's why. But let's remain brothers. Amen. Don't segregate yourself. Let's remain brothers and maybe brotherly kindness, hoping that someday, hoping that not you don't try to push things down on people. Hallelujah. God is the one who's the revealer. He's the revealer of all secrets. Amen. Not you trying to let, because people believe what you believe. That's not God revealing. God is his own interpreter. And God will interpret his word to you. You hear what I said? God will. You don't have to go and pray God if polygamy is right. You know that's wrong. Because Brother Bram never practiced it. He never preached it. You don't have to say, Lord, amen, I've seen two sisters, amen, and I want both of them. Is it your will? Amen. God didn't even hear your prayers. God is not hearing your prayer because that's not in the word. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Lord God, should I pay my tithes? Father God, I got a BlackBerry. I got iPod, whatever phone I have, Lord, but I can't pay my tithes. All these years was without BlackBerry and without this and without that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. And you're still going on. Amen. Everybody get quiet now. My, I know the quiet people. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Brother and sister, you are planning to go to heaven. Amen. That's right. Amen. The brother and the son, build your hopes on things what? Eternal. hold the God's unchanging hand. The same way how those iPhones and all those things can receive message. You got something better than to receive message inside of you. Amen. You got something better than that. What Philip had, it took him into another country. It's more than iPhone. Hallelujah. The power of God lift him up. Take him over there and bring him back. I believe that God can send a message to you right in your sleep. That's the God that I serve. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So he says here, amen, 1963, while Peter yet spoke these words, they sent up and got Peter and John, who came down and laid their hands upon them. We don't see that no more. And the Holy Ghost came on them in Acts 10:4-9. And we find that Peter, while he was speaking to the Gentiles, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard it, for they heard them speak in tongues and magnify God. And Peter said, can we forbid water, seeing these have received the Holy Ghost like we did at the beginning? Amen. They had the same experience. That's why Peter was sure it's the Holy Ghost they received. They received it like we did. Oh, my. Paul talking to a bunch of Baptists in Acts 19, passed through the upper coast of Ephesus, find certain disciples. They were happy. They had a great Baptist preacher there by the name of Apollos. We got plenty of them in the message. We got plenty of Baptist preachers. And he was a converted lawyer. And he said it was proven by the Bible that Jesus Christ was so-and-so. And you know what happened, brother and sister? The first thing Paul asked him, he didn't ask how long he was in the message. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Straight to the point. Because he realized, no matter how much he tried to teach them justification, sanctification, all this stuff, no matter how much he tried to teach them, they got to have the teaching side of them first. Amen. Amen. Even though I preach to you today, if you don't have the Spirit of God inside you, it'll be another preaching. But when the Holy Ghost is inside, the deep is called into the deep, and there's a deep to respond. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's a deep to respond. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Brother Michael, you sleeping? Okay, we eyes look that way. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just want to make sure. I want to preach to sleeping people. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. You know how many times people talk to me in my sleep and I carry on a good conversation? Next day, I don't even know what to say. Amen. Hallelujah. Real conscious conversation. Next day, what did I say? Amen. Hallelujah. Didn't even know I was sleeping. Amen. So we move on quickly now. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? 1963 again, once more. How I think today, at this very moment when my time is up, we should stand to our feet and cry with our hands in the air. Lord, once more, oh Lord, once more. He said, let's stand. Everybody that's willing to do it, to see a revival. That's ready to die to their Hollywood showmanship. Everybody that's ready to die to see the power of God come to Zion, then with joy. Amen. And all his holy mountains, nothing hurt or destroy. He said, let's raise our hands. He said, cry. Amen. Let's raise our hands and cry. We can't even open our mouth. The prophet God said, raise your hands and cry. When you raise your hand, you're defying gravity. Let's lift our hands. Amen. Like you barely won. Let somebody put a gun behind your back and said, hands up. Amen. Hallelujah. Let somebody come and put a gun. Hands up. You think you're going to do like that? And said, we say, hands up. When that police arrest you and said, put your hand in the air. You said, nah. Amen. You get it? Because you're disobedient. Put your hand in the air. But God, by the Spirit, said, look, give me a little praise now. If I give you those hands, you know. You ever see people without hands, without feet? Yeah. How you feel so pity for them. And God give you hands. Hallelujah. And you say, Moses realized how important hands was. Moses lifted his hand. They were winning the battle. That's what happened to some of us. We can't even lift our hands to God. How can you get the Holy Ghost? That's why the Holy Ghost got to come in to push those hands up. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you don't feel like doing nothing.
You don't feel like doing nothing. If you can stay in your bed and sleep all the time, brother and sister, it would be one of the best things. You turn over, you watch your time, and you turn back again. Hallelujah. Glory. But you know, you got to get up. You got to get food for the table, food for the wife, the children. You got to, no matter how much you're feeling, sometimes your head bursts, you got to get up. But when it comes to church, I see. Amen, amen. My, my. So we move on here quickly now. Amen. So he said here, my. Let's raise your hand, cry once more, Lord, once more. Once more, Lord, once more, Lord. Send the Holy Ghost. What? With a mighty rushing wind, like you did in the day of Pentecost. 1963 now. Amen. Amen. Again, 1963. Brother Branham said, the blood was a token. Now the Spirit is the token.
Amen.
You shall be filled with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When the blood was shed, the token was sent down on the day of Pentecost like a rushing mighty wind. In the message called token.
Amen.
Like a rushing mighty wind.
Amen.
Amen. That was the theme of every apostle.
Amen.
You know what the theme is? That was the theme of every apostle. In other words, then, from the time they start preaching, the first thing they tell you, got to get the Holy Ghost. First thing. In this message, they give you a seven seals book and a church age book. Hallelujah. Go and become a theologian in the message. They ain't tell you nothing but baptize, repent, nothing, but give you a book. Study the prophet. That's why we got a lot of Branhamites in the message.
Amen.
I am not a Branhamite. Hallelujah. Brother Branham didn't die for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Moses didn't die for me. Jesus Christ died for me.
Amen.
Brother Branham was God's prophet. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Oh, blessed be his holy name. My, this is wonderful. He said that was the theme of every apostle. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for it's a token.
Amen.
And he said, amen. Listen, oh, it's a token that you have passed from death unto life.
Amen.
It's a token that you passed from death unto life. You see how you know? That's a token that you pass from death unto life. When God gives you the token, the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has transformed you inside. Oh, bless you. That's why they don't want to preach it in this message. God will clean up the churches them with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to preach it even if the people leave. I don't care. I know I got a place in heaven. Hallelujah. No man called me. God called me. And I'll preach what God wants me to preach. You got all these big conventions. Amen. Big conventions. Nobody preaching about Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Nobody telling people you need to get the Holy Ghost. You need to cry out to the altar. You need to cry before God. It's a bunch of singing. Hallelujah. When it's not singing, they got baseball, basketball, all kind of ball. You become a ball yourself. When you hear conventions, hallelujah, you're walking with your baseball bat, and it's like, you know, when you got this thing is called we have here, we go picnic, or whatever you call it. It's like that. You go into convention, you walk with baseball bat, and this kind, and you going to which convention you going to? Hallelujah. Amen. You need to walk with your sword.
Yeah.
It's nice to have the Bible on your iPod, but it's good to have your Bible in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. People getting lazy now.
Amen.
Listen, on the iPod you can't mark the scriptures. Hallelujah. You see a nice scripture, can't mark it on the iPods. Amen. Glory. And even if you can mark it, I don't know, I'm not so professionally intelligent with it. Even if you can mark it, it's not like the Bible.
Right.
The Bible you can turn pages.
Amen.
The Bible you can turn pages. The iPod you can't turn pages. You got to go. Hallelujah. Amen. But you can turn pages. That's why God tell you have a Bible, not iPods.
Amen.
Amen. But we want it easy. We at work and we read the Bible. We want nobody to know. They must be thinking you're playing games or something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But when they see it with the Bible, that's the problem. Oh, I'm still talking about Russian mighty wind. Glory be to God. Amen. The devil tried. I remember years ago, you're going to church. You have your nice Bible in your hand. Amen. Glory. Now there's no Bible. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. People are ashamed to walk with the Bible. You know why you're ashamed? You don't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes you leave church, you see all kind of Bibles leave all over the place. You don't leave your wallet, though. I hardly see wallet leaving the church. Amen. My, hardly see wallet. If your wallet leave, you call him back. Did I leave my purse there, my Bible there? No, my this there? No, the Bible, I get it next week. Amen, hallelujah. I get it some other time. Glory be to God, amen. That's the way we come to today. Oh, blessed be his holy name. Isn't he wonderful? So that's the theme, amen. So we move on to 1964. And see the prophet saying the same thing again. He hasn't changed. From 1947 right down. He said, raise your hand. This is the message called Perseverance, 1964. Raise your hand and say, I do it. Each one around the altar, raise your hand and say, I do it. I now believe it. That's the way to do it. Just by faith. Break through that veil. Here he said, break through the veil. There's a veil blocking you. Break through the veil. Amen. There's a veil blocking you. And where the veil come from? The devil. Yes. The devil tried to veil you from God. Yes. Here he said, they break through that veil, brothers. He said, lay your hand back on them again. So they lay their hands on them before. He said, lay your hand back on them again for the Holy Ghost. Yes. Lay your hands again for them to receive the Holy Ghost. What they're doing, the message, don't even want to have an altar call. They said, Brother Branham said altar calls down the Bible. Brother Branham, after he said that, had an altar call. Yeah. Amen. 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 He was talking about those people that begging people to come forward. You don't have to beg. Sometimes I'm preaching, people run into the altar. Hallelujah. Whilst I'm preaching, they're running to the altar. Why? It's the Holy Ghost convicting them. My. I finished preaching in Zambia. Brother, there was a line up there. People want to make things right. Hallelujah. But in this country here, in North America, people get so easy. Hallelujah. Listen, got a rocking chair. Hallelujah. And they're rocking away. You need to be on the rock of ages, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, we need a shaking up in this message. I don't care if they don't invite me to preach. I'm going to preach it anyhow. Right now, I got invitations. I got to turn down some of them, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I got to turn down invitations. Amen. Because they want to hear the truth. Amen. People want to hear the truth. Amen. We hear too much of nice, soft gospel. He said, right where you're standing, lay your hands right on them now and pray that they receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Standing right there. Lord Jesus. Here you're going to pray now. Lord Jesus, send your power upon them like a rushing mighty wind. Send another repeat of Pentecost. And fill the people, not the room, the people with the fire of the Holy Ghost and forgiveness and demonstration of power through Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is 1964. The same thing he said in 1950. The same thing he said in 64. God does not change. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But we change it. But God don't change. God going to have a people that will honor his word. I don't care what anybody say. Amen. I don't care what anybody say. God will have a people. Amen. Another thing here. The prophet of God said, Pentecost produced brotherly love. Amen. That's what he said. And I will restore. If Pentecost was God's vine, which was the new vine, and has grown up, then these four destroyers made the one that ate the vine down. Now let's find out what Pentecost had, and find out what we are lacking. Then we ought to find out who is the destroyer.
heart. The first thing, Pentecost produced was brotherly love. You see why we don't have it? You see, when you get Pentecost, you have everything in common. This one is not bigger than that one. This one is bigger than this one. And when I have my convention, this preacher got to be there. Amen. If he's not there, like the convention's not there, Jesus is there. Everybody feel great when they hear brother so-and-so is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus is there all the time. But that's how it come to now. It's a men affair. Brother Ben said, the ministers are pointing people to themselves and not Christ. Amen. So they got disciples after themselves. But Paul said, as they follow me, he said, follow me as I follow Christ. In other words, then you follow me. And then Paul move away. And then you follow Christ because he's leading you to Jesus Christ. Amen. Not himself. Amen. They got some preachers. Amen. When they have a church. Amen. The congregation is just like them. They act the same way. If he's rough, they're rough. Amen. Disciples after themselves. You know, like when you got children, you look at Brother Porsche, you look at Joel, you look at Sammy, you look at this one. Every one of them got something looking like him. Yeah. They may not be tall like him. Ooh, hallelujah. But they look like him. Because he made disciples after himself. Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. And Sister Maria, before I get in trouble. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I got to be careful now. Amen. I got to be very, very careful. Amen. I got to know when to call people, when not to call people, when to include people. I got to be careful because I'm losing friends rapidly. I love friends, amen. So I got to be careful. So both of the features. But his seed is there. Some of them you look, you say, that's a chip off of the old block. Amen. Chip off of the old block. So that said, disciples after himself. When they got men like that, but it's supposed to be disciples after Jesus Christ. He is the leader. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? That's right, brother and sister. I tell the people, you go anywhere. The only thing I send you is hell. Amen. Amen. But you go, you can sit down there and hear the word, and there got to be one or two things that sound good, and you say amen to it. Amen. But as I said, don't try to swallow the bone. Because you can do damage to you inside. You are not a dog. Only dog was made. Even in this country, dog don't eat bones. Dog eating food just like you. People sit on the table and the dog eating with them. A dog is a dog. Amen. I was thinking home, Sister Maria, how people have dog in the house to protect them. Where is Jesus now? Where is Jesus? Hallelujah. I woke up this morning and I looked at the front door. It was left open. I think it's after you left. I didn't close it. Amen. I said, well, look at that. And I'm sleeping right through and the door open. Amen. Not locked. Amen. But amen. The angels stand up right there. Yes. The angels standing there, but now people protected by dogs. Amen. Protected by this, but I'm protected by Jesus. Amen. All day, all night, angels watching over me. Amen. All day, all night. When you want a dog, I'm not saying you shouldn't have a dog now. Don't misunderstand me. God, that's people comfort now. Amen. Hallelujah. They hold the dog. Sometimes you see people walking down the road. Amen. And you only see the little white thing. Amen. And then it's a dog they have like a child. They get lonely. Lonely days and lonely nights. Amen. But when you got Jesus, you're never lonely. For he walks with me and he talks with me. And he tells me I'm his own. When you're driving, he talks with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Even when you're sleeping, he talks with you. Oh, my. My, look like I'm going to finish early today. Because if you keep shouting amen, then I'll finish early. Amen. But when you're holding me back, then I got to explain everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Like the brother in Zambia. Amen. What he did, he told the deacon, he said, all those that got the mouthing up, he said, put them at the back. Now, I won't do that, right? Because I won't get people in this church. Hallelujah. But they don't make joke down there, you know. I'm preaching in Zambia, but I'm going back there again. Brothers and sisters, right through the service, they stand up. They don't sit down. Amen. When I said, just take a seat, the minister said, don't tell them to sit down. Amen. Hallelujah. They're standing up right through the service. They're having a good time. Here, it possibly can bring a bed in you like that. Amen. Amen. So you lay down there. Amen. And then, nice preaching. Amen. And you fall asleep. Amen. And by the time you get the service finished, oh, what a glorious time I had with the Lord. Amen. Maybe we should do that. We should organize some beds in here for the sleeping people. Amen. Glory be to God. When they come, the usher said, that's yours. That's yours. Amen. That's yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I would feel so embarrassed. Amen. Said, no. No. Man, you're talking about open eyes. I start opening eyes from then. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I've been identified as a sleep in the church. Are you so nice to me? Bring a bed in for me. So he says here, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. He said, brother and sister, Pentecost produced brotherly love. He said, Jesus said, this will all men know that ye are my disciples when you have love one for the other. Pentecost had that. Amen. I'm speaking Pentecost, meaning the first group of apostles and disciples. He wasn't talking about AD 1906. They had that brotherly love. They wasn't greedy. Hallelujah. They wasn't greedy. Amen. God bless you, Brother James. Amen. I told Brother James yesterday, I want to hire you for a day. Amen. So he had to work and he took he said, I'm going to. When he asked Brother James, I want to pay. Brother James don't want no money. Amen. But don't worry. I know how to get the people. Don't worry. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All day, late at night, working, doing this. Not housework now. Amen. So people might think, amen, like washing. No. It's computer stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. So I got to explain myself. Because you got people sitting down just for those things. Amen. That is their ministry. Well, look at him. He make the brother come and do housework. No. It's computer work and so forth. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he finished now, I said, well, how much? Nothing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible said they wasn't greedy. I only do for you when you give to me. When the Bible says, cast your bread on the waters, and after so many days it come back. The Bible says so. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. If you don't promise me money, I ain't coming. Amen. My. What did he say? They sold everything they had for the furthering of the church. They were so together. Listen now, that when one heard the other one die, they said, let us go and die with him. Amen. Can we have that today? He said, yeah, let him go, man. It's time now. Hallelujah. He used to bug me so much. Like when people hear I died, they say, well, praise God. We can come to church now. We at ease now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's gone now. We can hear some nice gospel now. Don't worry. When I move, God bringing somebody else, anoint them again. Amen. You got Brother Percy. God anoint somebody because the gospel must go on. Amen. So even if I get taken out, God got already one in line. Amen. 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 Already got one in line. When you see those soldiers died, already got one training. They say, well, now you got to go and fight now. Amen. Hallelujah. God always got trainers. It's a network. Amen. God always got somebody prepared and ready. Amen. Oh, my God. He said, amen. Such a feeling now. Paul said, let brotherly love continue. That was the first church. But something taking place. And there was a fellow coming by the name of Palmer Worm. Can we give him another name? Amen. We know the devil, but we can give him. Amen. I was just about to call the name on somebody sitting here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'll be in trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's say, Brother Kukumbu. Hallelujah. If somebody got that name, well, that got to be a revelation. Hallelujah. Brother Kukumbu, come in. Hallelujah. And what he does? He's Mr. Palmer Worm. Kukumbu Palmer Worm. Hallelujah. He said that when he began to eat that vine of brotherly love, he cut off the very sap line of it. Because it don't make any difference how smart we are,
how much we think we know, how much we want to be different from somebody else, as long as that brotherly feeling isn't among you, we are fighting a losing battle. Amen. Once it's not there, we're fighting. We should be taking up for one another. We should be standing for one another. I got brother. God, the brothers die. Amen. I got brother. I got sisters. I take up for them. Don't talk bad to me about them. Hallelujah. Now, we in family, we can talk about one another. So we done family. Amen. Hallelujah. But don't come outside and say, hey, your sister so-and-so said, hey, pardon me. Amen. My sister here? Oh, yeah, she's sitting there. Hallelujah. I remember when we were young, we used to fight. Real fight, you know. Real fight. Because we were young. Hallelujah. We had experience. And many children like that, they're always fighting. This one won, this, that one won, that, this one, this one. Amen. It's my own, and it's not yours. Hallelujah. But big fight. Amen. But when you become a man, you don't go in with them nonsense. You become a man now. You put away all the childish things. So we still got children in the church fighting one another. Just because somebody can sing better than you, you won't put them down. Somebody, stop that nonsense. Hallelujah. Amen. Appreciate the person. Amen. That's when the Holy Ghost comes in, you do that. Amen. He said, we can't win. There's no way to win. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, this is wonderful. There's no way to win. No way we can win with fighting one another. Amen. My, coming to a little climax here now. Amen. Hallelujah. Board pains, 96-5. Now we, and I love you Pentecostals. Pentecost is not an organization anyhow. You just call yourself that. You call yourself Pentecost an experience, not a denomination. Amen. It's an experience that people must have. That's why you got to have that experience. Let me tell you something. Let me give you an advice, saints. Those who never had that experience, you don't know what it's like. You can only think about it, but when you get that experience, brother and sister, I'm not talking about a little something shake you and you feel amen or you jump up and throw down yourself. No, I'm not talking about that. Anybody can throw themselves down. Hallelujah. But when you get that experience, brother and sister, it's glorious. It's glorious, amen. And you always want more. But if you never had it, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you never taste the apple, you don't know if it's sweet or sour. Amen. They got some apples that look so good. When you bite, sour. Amen. Because I taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You should go and say, God, I need to taste you really. I need to taste you. I need to get an experience from you. But let me advise you. That will give you a little bounce to your Christianity. That will give you a bounce when many in the message don't have an experience with God. All they know, they believe a message. You need to have that God come and have an experience with you. Then brother said, you know, oh boy, God is real, you know. Yes, see somebody shout, you know what I'm talking about. Then you say, you know, God is real, you know. Amen. God is real. But if you don't have the experience, brother and sister, don't do you no good. But you can have it. This promises unto you, to your children, and to your children, and as many as the Lord our God shall call. It's not how long in the message. You know how long I was in this message? Amen. We got too much of longer is in the message. Amen. Too much of people too long in the message. Amen. We need the message inside of you. And brother said, the message is Christ. Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Amen. You think somebody can walk up to Sister Nicole and say, that Holy Ghost is nothing. Oh, what are you going on with? Hallelujah. That is nothing. He said, you know what? She didn't even listen to them. She just closed her ears and gone away. Because she realized that somebody gone crazy there. Hallelujah. Amen. When you say it's nothing with what the Lord gave me, you know how many times I want backslide and I can't backslide? How many times I want to go back and I can't go back? Because he's inside of me, holding me there, that anchor. That anchor is holding me. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. You know what times I feel discouraged? I feel disappointed. And I won't go back, but that thing holding me, that anchor is holding me there and say, you ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why you need the Pentecost Holy Ghost experience in your life. They're going to shake the church. Take away greediness and fighting. Hallelujah. And all these things that are going on in the message churches. Do you know even denomination come back in the message? I'll tell you, Brother George Smith. Amen. Denomination. One man running 3-4 churches. That's denomination.
I ain't get much amen, but it's all right. I'm going to still preach it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Nobody else can be pastor. Once it reaches to them, that's it. They ain't got nobody else becoming pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. They just hold us on. Holding on. No. And he gives some pastors, not one, some teachers. Hallelujah. Some people said, Brother Branham is their pastor. Brother Branham is a prophet. Amen. Brother Bram never said you shouldn't go to church. Brother Bram never said that. He said if God is in your heart, you wouldn't wait for the doors to open. Amen. But people turn around now and change it around. Hallelujah. He said one of these days God will get some men that will take what he said and put sense to it. Amen. He said that. No, they wouldn't change it because you can't change that. Amen. But they'll explain it more to the people. So that they can understand. Yes, oh, brother, we need to get back to the Bible. Yes, back to the Word of God. Yes, amen. Back to praying. Yes, back to fasting. Yes, back to loving one another. Yes, back to Pentecost. Yes, back to the baptism in the name of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. Get back. Go back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Go back. Hallelujah. Amen.
My.
He said, now remember, let me straighten this out. Pentecost is not an organization. Pentecost is an experience that you receive. You Methodist, Baptist, Catholic. Amen. All can experience Pentecost. You can't join Pentecost because there's no way to join it. Amen. So what is this Pentecost talking about? This is Pentecost they had in the upper room. But hear what he says now. Pentecost then being the shock. This looks like he chained up himself here. Pentecost being a shock, the next stage is the coming forth of the grain. So here it looks like if it's confusing, no, he can't say, like for instance now, when you know you're reading papers and so forth, they have things, they don't sometimes put the whole word now. Like for instance, perfect love tabernacle, you got PLT. And then they put that because it take up space when you perfect love tabernacle, perfect love tabernacle, so it's PLT. Amen? So in other words, then he can't say all the time, well, Pentecost of AD 33. Or Pentecost of AD 906. He just said Pentecost, amen, being the shock. Now you know what he's talking about. Because you can't call what they had in the upper room shock.
Amen.
I never seen that. That's fresh to me there now. You can't call that shock. That was reality.
Yes.
But he's talking about that in 1906. And we got to go beyond that. And let me tell you, if the people in the message would get what they had in 1906, they'll be different. They'll live different. They'll act different. What they had in 1906.
Amen.
They're coming against it. And you don't have a piece of it. Fighting one another. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. My. I know I'm on the net. Hallelujah. But I ain't getting inside. I'm on there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Blessed be it. Here he says here. I hear the brother was talking again. Like he knows that. And the Holy Ghost has come at more right of way in the church than not. And the Holy Ghost has no more right of way in the church than nothing. No more prayer meeting. That's what the brother was saying. No more agonizing with God to fulfill his word. He just said that. He didn't even know notes are here. No more believing the word that he's still the same yesterday. They don't believe that no more. Nobody believe in God for healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Doctors are more glorified now than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Where are those people? Hallelujah. Amen. Got a dead son. It's all well, all is well. Where are those people? Amen. Take all the empty vessels and fill them up. Hallelujah. Where are those people? Throw the iron there in the water and the iron float with the wood. Where are those people? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can still do the same things today. Brother Peter, he can still do the same things today. All we got is intellectual preachers. Amen. Can talk intellectually. I don't want to know intellectual preaching. I want Holy Ghost preaching. Because the Holy Ghost and fire that keeps me alive. Amen. That was the theme of every disciple. Amen. Where the prayer meeting? Easter Seal, 1965. Hear what he says here. I believe that Pentecost began without an ending. I believe Pentecost began without an ending. Well, you tell me when it ends. The Bible says that he had no father, he had no mother, he had no beginning of days or end of life. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I believe Pentecost began without an ending. In other words, then Pentecost is going to take you up into glory. Amen. Just go ahead and worship God. Hallelujah. That's going to take you up in glory. Amen. She know why she's shouting. Hallelujah. She was seeking God, and God tell you, you got to go to the man of God. You got to go to the man of God. God told her that. You got to go to the man of God. That means God does not work outside of man. Amen. We have no man. Amen. No man to show us. Amen. I have no man. Don't worry. I am the man now. Glory be to God. I am the man that God will use. God called men. God trained men. God filled men. Holy Ghost men. God have them. Don't worry. God is never without a witness. God is now doing his business, you know. God is a serious businessman. And if God called you, you don't bear no fruits, God put you aside. Because he wants you to bear fruit. And not only that you bear fruit, that your fruit what? Remain. Hallelujah. Not, oh, you know, yesterday I was so-and-so. Amen. I was so-and-so yesterday. You know how I used to worship God yesterday? You know how I used to pray? I used to pray yesterday. Yesterday gone, you know. Like I was telling somebody, when I first came to this country, to rent a one-bedroom apartment was $124 a month. Yeah, I go up to somebody and said, hey, by the way, in 1974, when I came here, I paid $124 for a one-bedroom. They said, you crazy? Is something wrong with you? You know, we're in 2009. Yes. Hey, right, we're going beyond that. Now it's a thousand and something and all kind of stuff. Amen. Same apartment. Amen. I can go to some department and they ain't changed. They ain't put gold inside. Amen. They ain't put gold inside. The same apartment. Amen. And now it's a thousand and something dollars. A house you could get. The one I was living in Scarborough, I understand. The man paid $34,000 for the house. Amen. When they bought it, $34,000. You can get a house of 24. You can get a dog house for that now. So don't tell me about yesterday. I want to know about today. But one good thing I like this, Lord. The Lord said, it's without money, it's without price. It's a price to pay, but not this kind. Because Simon thought that was it. Simon thought it's money. You know, Simon believed and was baptized. The Bible said he believed. Go and read it. He believed and he was baptized. But when you see them boys laying hands on people, receiving the Holy Ghost, you say, boy, this is good business. This is good business. When I lay hands on people, something happened. He can't say, he don't know what it is. He said something happened. Something quite watching, you know. He was a believer. He was among them and was baptized. Amen. So Simon said, listen. He said, listen, you see this thing you all have? Amen. I'm going to pay a little money for it. Hallelujah. Because I want to be in the show, the limelight too. I want to be in the show. Amen. I'm going to pay some money. Who it is to tell him, your money perish with you, something like that? Yeah. Is it Peter? Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And they're doing that in this message. Amen. Let me quickly now. Amen. Hallelujah. Easter Seal again, 1965. Where man said, amen. Now they go up in the day of Pentecost to receive the abstract. You know what an abstract is? It when a deed being cleared. An abstract title deed. That is when everything is put away now.
Amen.
Amen. You got the title deed now to every promise.
Amen.
You got a title deed. You walk up to the devil with your title deed.
Amen.
Those that own houses, you got your title deed. You don't play around with that. You make sure you don't throw that in the garbage. Hallelujah. You got your title deed. Anybody come and say, this is my house. You go in your drawer or wherever you got it locked up. Amen. This is my title deed. And if they argue, get a lawyer. Amen. Because you have your title deed. And Satan wants to squat on your land. But you need to go to Satan and say, Satan, get off of my land. This is my title deed. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Get off of my land. You're bringing sickness on me. Get off of my land. You take away my job from me. Get off of my land. You got to show the devil. You got to say, this is thus said the Lord. Because he said, this promise is unto you. This is thus said the Lord. This is my title deed, Brother John. This is my title deed. And the devil is scared of that. Amen. Easter seal again, 1965. But when they went up to Pentecost, there they received the quickening power. The power that made them alive. The quickening power. So you're talking about body change? You ain't getting no body change unless you got the Holy Ghost. Because the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. It shall what? Is this talking about, you know? Your mortal body. Hallelujah. It starts from the inside out, not the outside in. Some people, they think starts from outside, a little shiver and everything, and it goes inside. Inside gets shiver too. Hallelujah. But when you got change from the inside, it affects the outside too. So when people see you, the Bible said, not what goes into the man defiles the man. What? What comes out from him? I know what's inside you from the way you act. Amen. From the time you talk to the person, you see they get mad and thing. I don't know. Sometimes I just stay quiet quick because I want to raise up that cat. Amen. Hallelujah. But the man said, you play with the cat, so you rub him nice. Hallelujah. But go the other way. He said, watch that same cat. Hallelujah. Amen. Just tell them something. You see them raise up. Or they're watching your face. And they ain't answering you. They're mad, you know. They've got some quiet, mad people. Hallelujah. Amen. Those are the worst kind. Amen. They ain't saying nothing, but they're mad inside. Only, and they're looking around, see if they can get something. Hallelujah. Glory to get you inside. Those are the worst kind of people. Them quiet, mad people. Amen. The one who talks, I hang myself, I hang myself. Don't worry, you only keep in noise. Amen. Hallelujah. Only keep in noise. Amen. If you don't do this to me, I'm going to leave you. All them kind of stuff. Don't worry with that. That's just mouth talk. Amen. The real man, he just pick up his suitcase, pack it, and he go anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of them just try to see if they can bribe the husband and bribe the wife. Tell them all kind of things. Go on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. My. So, amen. Amen. The power of God said, and does God change his mind? 1965 again. But God don't change his mind. When God give us a declaration of baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, that's the way it has to, he has to keep it. He did all through the Bible age. And he will, any other time that man will come upon these bases that he offered there. Invisible union of bride. Here's another quote that people, the word that fell on there on Pentecost will not work today. They run off with that. He's talking about Azusa Street. That word that fell that day will not work today.
Amen.
But he says the Pentecost has a beginning without ending.
Amen.
Oh, I can move on from that. Hallelujah. Amen. He said the Roman Catholic Church was a Pentecostal church, you know. He said, remember the Roman Catholic Church was the first Pentecostal church that's exactly right, AD 33. How do you think you get that? Amen. It's after the Holy Ghost come down. Now you get all kinds of intellectuals come before, come inside of them. And says, this noisy thing you're all going on, wait, stop it. Hallelujah. Amen. This falling down and all, we don't want that. Hallelujah. And then they bring up the Roman Catholic now, and that's how you got it going. Amen. I'm a Catholic, not a Roman Catholic. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. My, I'm a child of God. I look back at Pentecost. He shoved his wings out high to give them Pentecost in AD 33. He gave Pentecost to my children yet today. Amen. He said, I'm Jehovah Eagle. Amen. He said, stay home on Wednesday night to hear some kind of a radio broadcast and miss prayer meeting. It's not because of the Holy Ghost
isn't just the same as it was then. It was on Azusa Street, just the same as it was. Amen. He said Jerusalem 80:33. That's what he said. But we understand. Amen. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, they don't still know to watch radio broadcast. Now is internet. Amen. Some people feel so satisfied now they still when they watch internet. I'm in church. You're lying. That's not church. That's your home. Hallelujah. That's not church. That's your home. Now, if you decide to use your church in front to have a little service, it's fine. Amen. But when it finished, you put back the chair and everything, the table and everything. Amen. So they said, well, we in church. No, brother and sister. Church is where we come together and gather. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. So the very same light that shined on the eastern people in 1833 is shining on the western people in 1955 and 6, showing the same Holy Spirit, the same result, the same power, the same Jesus, the same people, the same kind of people that it was then, so it in the light in the evening time. Amen. The same thing, brother and sister. Hallelujah. The same, the same, the same. Hallelujah. And I got two quotes here. Amen. Hallelujah. Here he says here. Amen. The same thing I just read. Amen. This is 1955. He said the same power, the same Jesus, the same people, the same kind of people that was then. So the light is in the time. Here he says now in 1964. Amen. This, with the same signs, the same wonders, the same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way, with the same power, the same sensation, is from glory unto glory. And the next will be changed from glory into a body like his own glorious body. Amen. Where we shall see him, Abraham saw the same. Amen. Amen. From glory to glory. Same thing, same experience, same everything, same, same, same. Because Jesus Christ is the same. Amen. Somebody said, well, the brother spoke to Sister Shepherd and so on. So, Sister Shepherd, that's not the Bible. Amen. You don't know what happened to Sister Shepherd before brother spoke to her. You don't know. Amen. One brother come to me and telling me that. I said, brother, that's not Bible. I go to what the Bible says. Amen. This promise is unto you and to your children and to your children's children as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Since the shepherd is not in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Oh, my. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. Same everything. Same, same, same. Hallelujah. Amen. Same everything. I know they got substitutes today. I'm trying to finish off. Born again. You shake hands with a preacher. Just put your name in the book, friend. That is a dogma. It's not the Bible truth. If it was in Acts, the second chapter, would I have to read like this. I like this. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, the pastor walked out and shook hands with the people. Brother, so let's read it this way and see. Let me read again. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, the pastor walked out and shake hands with the people. We see a lot of that, shake hands believers, amen. Shake hands Holy Ghost. He said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come at the inauguration of the church, there came a song from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. Same thing in 1965, he hasn't changed. How can you change? And it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's how the Holy Spirit came the first time. That's how it's come every time since that time. He is God and changes not. Hallelujah. God provided place of worship. Let us take a look at those faithful ones at Pentecost. They were all in the upper room. And they were all scared. They had the title, all right, but they were afraid. All at once, there came a song from heaven, the abstract sent down, like a rushing mighty wind. Fill all the house where they were sitting. And they were quickened by that. Till all their cowardness went. When the Holy Ghost fell and baptized him into Jesus Christ, he became flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, word of his word. He was a new creation. He was a new person. It quickened his body, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Because it's Jesus Christ inside of you now. Amen. Amen. All right. You all heard this when Brother George was here. When the prophet He was told, you'll be judged with your people. Amen. He said, yes. He said, would Paul be judged too? He said, yeah, Paul will be judged. He said, well, praise God. What Paul preach, I preach. Amen. Whatever Paul preach, I preach. Amen. Can we say that today? What Brother Branham preach, we are preaching. Oh, hallelujah. Can we say that? Amen. What Brother Branham preach, we are preaching. Or what Paul preached, we've got Paul was the foundation, right? Amen. Are we preaching what Paul preached? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? The only time Paul had a lot of problems in the Corinthian church. A lot of problems, people living with this one and that one, everything. But when he comes to Ephesians and all, he teaching them mystery and so forth. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And we find them in the group too. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody went to a convention and told me, they said, man, could you believe in this convention they're playing oldies? Mm. Playing oldies. What I want with oldies? Hallelujah. I want oldies. What a friend we have in Jesus. Them kind of oldies I like. I shall know him. I shall know him. That's the kind of oldies I need. But what happened? They leave the Holy Ghost. And because they leave the Holy Ghost, you got to get a substitute to keep the people good. Amen. But when you get the Holy Ghost, you're satisfied. He's my satisfying portion. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? Same results, brother and sister. There's more quotes here, but hallelujah. Glory be to God. There's more quotes. Because in the message here, five definite identifications of the true church. Five definite identifications. One, the last one, brother Branham, says the Holy Ghost. You can read it. Page 26, page 30. Hallelujah. Amen. He's showing you the first thing to be in this church, you got to repent. And he's showing right you. And then the last thing, the Holy Ghost. Then you become a part of him. Amen. Brother and sister, don't you want to be a part of him today? Amen. Don't you want to be a part of him today? Amen. But the Holy Ghost got to come in. Amen. Change your whole attitude. Amen. When somebody see you today, they must say, but yeah, that's him. He used to act like that 20 years ago. No, they must see a change. Amen. Because from glory to glory. Amen. Amen. You got a very bad temper. You say, yeah, that's him. Like somebody was, I was talking to some about somebody. Amen. And somebody tell me, oh, yeah, he, if you know him, yeah, he's so-and-so. Since from way back, and the person still acting the same way today. Way back there, all the way back, they can tell you what to call the place or anything. Because people start their mind going, amen. But you like me to say who it is, and I would not. Hallelujah. So don't raise your just listen to me. But the person say, yeah, I know him. They know exactly the troublemaker the person is, and they're still their troublemaker. They haven't changed. But you got to be changed. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he what? Becomes a new creature. Amen. God changes your nature, changes your everything. Amen. You can't remain the same 20 years ago, same person today. If you were adulterer 20 years ago, you come today, the same thing, something happened, you don't change yet? You don't change yet? If you still got the desires? Amen? Oh, and the worst person is them who stand up in the pulpit. That's the worst kind of people. Because they know quotes, you know. They know quotes, brother and sister. They can quote you quotes. As I said, quote is not taking you to heaven. It's the Holy Ghost taking you there. God don't judge you by quotes. How did God judge you by his word? Amen. Because the prophet say things and then he come back. When you talk about Martin Luther and the people be a bloodbath, he had to come back and tell the people, you got to know what you're listening to. Same prophet. Hallelujah. Same prophet. He cares, he come back. Somebody asked him a question. Hallelujah. So brother and sister, let me tell you something. Amen. If you don't have that experience, don't get upset with yourself. You go to God. Just like how the people exercising, I see them sometimes they're walking and they're going and they don't care who watching them. Hallelujah. Glory be. They don't care who watching them. Amen. You see them walk, big one, small one, thin one, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. And they're going down. Amen. Hallelujah. And they got certain times by my place, I see certain people, but they have a schedule. One man, he rides the bike. Every day you see him at certain time, he riding his bike passing. He got a schedule because what? He want to keep his body okay, right? Amen. Then you got some who buy a treadmill. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Like me, it's in the basement, and I feel so disgusted going in it because the same thing you're doing, I can't even look away, you fall down. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't look away. Amen. Sometimes you want to go and drink water, something, got to know you're coming off. Amen. And all this kind of stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. But what? You want to get your body in shape. Amen. You don't care what you got to go through. Amen. Some people starve themselves and they're even making things worse by starving themselves. Because after what happened, your body started to eat on your own flesh. But they don't know that. Amen. So then suddenly now you see them, they get so small. Right? And so everybody said, I like how you're looking good. Then about another couple of months after them get back big again. What happened? Hallelujah. Amen. But brother and sister, with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Holy Ghost keep you exercising all the time. It makes you exercise your faith. Amen. Exercise your patience. Amen. You don't give your patience. You got to exercise it. So when somebody watching your face says, hey, you're a backslider. You know you're not. You got to exercise it. God bless you, my brother. Amen. He said he's forever married to the backslider. You see, you got to always have something to hit the devil. Because he can always, if he knows, hallelujah, like at school, if you know somebody get angry every time you tell everybody, they call you that. They call you, they want to get angry. I remember years ago, Brother Gerald back home, they have some old people coming down the streets. Now you got certain names to call them, right? Amen. And all of you would be waiting in the corner when the man said, we call him the name. And man, he swearing and throwing bottle and everything. And we feel happy. Amen. But if that poor old man would just go his way like that, nobody would have troubled him. So that was the devil does with you. Amen. He knows certain things get you upset. Amen. And he let that wife ride you. He let that husband ride you. Amen. With those things. Because he know. Hallelujah. From the time you see that wife walking, you are at attention one time. All your holiness and godliness to get quiet because you know that mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. You know that mouth. Hallelujah. So one time you get holy. All that big talk at work and everything. I see some of them at work, they talk. Some they get home. It's a whole different thing. I got one fella. Amen. He talks to me. And I know when his wife is around. Hallelujah. Amen. No long talk. Amen. But when you see him talking on the phone, I know it's just he alone. Amen. Glory be to God, because after he finished talking, everything is being re-talked back to him. Amen. Hallelujah. So, brother and sister, that's what the devil does. But we got to overcome that devil.
Amen.
That's why you cannot overcome it yourself.
No.
I give you the solution. The remedy today is the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
And Brother Branham says, from 1947, coming all the way down, 49, you talk about deity and all these things. You can see talk about the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. He yeah. never changes.
Hallelujah.
But when he preached, he got different groups he preached to.
Yeah.
So he would say one thing to this group. And then you hear what he said, but he's talking to that group. He know who he's talking to, but not the bride.
Amen.
He know he's talking to that group. He know he's talking to this group,
yeah.
but not the bride. Because the bride knows exactly.
Yeah.
Amen. Where she stands.
Amen.
And amen. In closing, like the man, amen. The preacher preached. And the one coming and says, man, he called me a hawk, man. The other one says, but that's strange. He called me an eagle. Same message.
Amen.
Same message. Hallelujah. He's still the same yesterday. Hey. Shall we all stand? Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be his holy name.
Shall we close our eyes? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy. We thank you because you're the same of yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you for your word, Father. Lord, you know I try to say what your prophet says. I try to say what I know you will want to be said to your people. And so, Father, I give thee praise and thanks. Let this word that was spoken go to the hearts of the people. Father, they will go home and check themselves out. Lord, every one of them want to make the rapture, Lord. As your prophet mentioned in the message, the ten virgins, where they have, Lord, people, the five, you can't point a finger on their lives. But those are the ones that will miss the rapture. Oh, God, help us today, Father, that we will be a part of it, oh, God. And not dependent on some little experience we had, Father. But, oh, God, to look forward for that rushing mighty wind. Father, it must happen, Lord. It's been spoken in the Scripture. Father, thank you for giving me strength in this heat, Lord, to bring your word, Father. Oh, God, help me, Lord God Almighty. Oh, Father, we give thee praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm free.
Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.